welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Okay, so, Psalm, there it is. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Okay, so, it's a good psalm. Amen. It's a good word. When I was away, last weekend obviously I was in Luton. Before that I took a few days out just to seek God and pray. And I couldn't get away from these four words. There is a river. It doesn't sound, you know, very deep in some ways, does it at all? There is a river. And God just, and still hasn't stopped, just been speaking to me about there is a river. And you know what? One of the funniest things is it's one of those things that I've never really been that keen on. You know, the sort of blue, people get blue bits of cloth and wrap it around the church, and people have blue bits of cloth on the floor and they jump into it, and all those kind of things. And those are all the kind of things I've sort of thought, yeah, let's focus on Jesus. And then Jesus focuses me on there is a river. So it's just really not fair. But I want to talk to you about that there is a river. Okay, this ties in absolutely and completely with what was happening during the deeper weekend, where he received some fantastic word for now. And we need to know that, we need to take hold of those words. The talks that Steve Uppel gave at Deeper were called Stand Up, Stand Out, Stand Strong, Stand in Christ. And I spoke on identity theft. You can't really stand, you can stand in your identity. There you are, you can have it in the same flow. But identity theft was about where the enemy comes along and steals from us who we really are in Christ. And we start to believe the lies of the enemy rather than the strength of God's word. Okay? And the stand up message was really just about, come on church, what we have is awesome, what we have is good, let's not allow the stuff that goes on to smash us away from God's plans and God's purposes in this time. We are living in a very exciting period of time. Alright, this is a time where God is on the move. And you're in a church where God is on the move. I don't say that with pride, that's just what's happening, and that's awesome. And God, lives are being changed, people are maturing in God, people are getting healed, and people are getting saved. I like that kind of thing, don't you? And there's a lot more to come, but that is the river. The river coming from God is powerful. Interestingly, Ezekiel once had a vision of a river, and in his vision of the river, it started in the temple, and it went out from the temple, and the further you got away, it was like a natural river, really, the deeper and deeper it got. Sometimes we think that the deepest experience of God is right in God's house, and sometimes the deepest experience of God is when you're in Sainsbury's, or Tesco's, or the library, or when you're at work, because it's then that you've got to be in the flow of everything that God has done in you. It's not that there aren't deep times in here. Of course there are. Thursday nights is a time we set aside where we pray and worship a lot more than we have opportunity for Sunday morning. We just flow with what God's doing. Sometimes there is a word and sometimes there isn't a word. I did speak last Thursday, but when I stood up to start the meeting, I didn't know I was going to speak. It was completely on the spur of the Holy Spirit moment. Okay? And so you don't ever quite know what's going to happen on a Thursday night except that we're going to follow God. So, back to this morning, where we are still following God, but within the structure of the whole family being together. So, there is a river. Now, the deeper conference, this was part of what was on the website. If you ever looked at it, maybe you didn't. It was about going deeper into the love of God. And this is what what God gave me. Deeper into the love of God, his heartfelt, fervent, ardent, impassioned, wholehearted, deep-seated, deep-rooted, serious, sincere, genuine, unfeigned, earnest, enthusiastic, discerning, profound, mysterious, vivid, rich, strong, brilliant, vibrant, warm, bold, flamboyant, passionate love that he has for each one of us. And that only grasps a tiny, tiny fraction. So why did Steve talk about stand up, stand out, stand in Christ, and I talk on identity theft when we were going to experience the ardent, flamboyant, passionate, vivid, burning, excessive love of God? Because that's exactly what God was saying. Because he was saying, to experience my love, you've got to be in the flow of what I'm doing. It's no good saying, God, I need you to love me, God, I need you to love me. And God's saying, yeah, come on, jump in. This is what we're doing. Get in the flow of what I'm doing, and you'll know and experience my love. And you sit there on the bank of the river, sort of, yeah. Well, when am I going to feel God's love? And God says, yeah, come on, get in, get your swimmers on. Let's go for a swim. I'll show you. It's so dry here. Well, that's because you're not in the water. Come on, jump. I'll catch you. I'm here. Look, come, jump, jump. Jump into my arms. Jump, jump. And you said, a bit dry. Maybe I'll try another church. That's probably what it is. I need to be in another church. Or some people give up on church altogether. You know, because it's not hitting the right buttons, or it's not meeting their needs, or it's just not quite what they want. It's not about what we want. It's about what God wants. It's actually about what Jesus died for. Yes, he gives us freedom, freedom to choice, but the freedom, he then says, and come follow me. Come get in the river. It's the same thing. It's all the same metaphor. It's just different ways of saying, come, follow me. Get in the river. Let the flow of the Holy Spirit come through you as you go. Because when you're in the river, you're going to get wet. The only difference between a river and the Holy Spirit river is that you get wet on the inside and the outside. You are going to get saturated. And that's what God is calling. You say, well, how do I get into the river? Well, you stand up. You stand out. You stand firm. You stand in your identity of who you are in Christ, and you don't let anyone else steal it away from you. There's a whole world out there, that, and even some other, you know, teachings coming from the church that will steal you the victory that you have in Jesus. He didn't die to give you a religion. He died to give you life. He didn't die to give you a whole new set of rules by how you're going to live your life. He died to give you that life. To be free to choose to live his way or not. But it's not a series of rules and regulations. It's about a desire and a passion to live in righteousness and holiness. Now, so this is a little odd. I got a little bit inspired by looking at rivers. A-level geography. I mean, if there's anything less inspiring than A-level geography, unless you're a passionate scientific geographarian, you know. So, I want you just to put your brainy hat on for a minute, because I'm going to give you a load of words this morning that you could instantly forget by the end of the morning. But what I want you to get out of it is, there's a river. What does this river mean? How does it mean? What we're doing is about how we're flowing together in the river, sort of, well, it's a how-to. And what's going on type talk. So is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, so you ready for your A-level geography? I didn't do A-level geography. I didn't even do O-level geography. But by the grace of God, this will be correct. I have a brain and so have you. So we'll do it. So there is a river. Now, apparently, scientifically speaking, there are three main types of processes that occur in a river. Now, see, God is a genius. You may not have noticed yet, but I'm telling you, he sure is. And when you get in with God and you look at the natural understanding of the world, because God has already said, there is a river. As you look at rivers, you'll get spiritual enlightenment about what's going on. You just match it up with the word and see what that means in the word. And actually, you can look at something natural and begin to understand something in the spiritual. You know, the analogies, you can stretch them and take them too far. I'm not saying about that. I'm just saying about getting some insight. And we're going to get some insight today. Yeah. Some insight in how to live in this river together. Some insight into why God is coming with words like stand up, stand out, identity theft. Because it's absolutely crucial for now, or we're going to miss it. There needs to be a determination in each one of us that I'm not going to be taken out of this river. You know, there's plenty of people on the bank that say, come on, come with me. I know a spa pool. Come and jump in the spa pool with me. And you can go and jump in the spa pool and the bubbles will tickle you. And it will be a pleasant experience. You see, it's not that when you get out the river, it's automatically bad. There's plenty of nice experiences out there. You know, it might be a fantastic hot tub that somebody invites you into. But, you know, after a 15 minutes in a hot tub, you just begin to look like a prune. And you get all wrinkly, and the chemicals in the hot tub are all sinking into your skin. And actually, there is a river. Not some polluted earthly river, but the pure spiritual river of God that we can jump in and go with and takes you on an adventure. It's like the waterfall in that picture, because a river goes down waterfalls. That's another bit of the A-level geography there coming out. But It's beautiful like that, that cascading water captured in that photograph. But it's so much more than that, because that's just one tiny picture of one tiny part of a river. And rivers are so big and so enormous and so wonderful. So there are three types of processes that depend on a river. Define a river, or go on in a river. And all three depend on the amount of energy that there is in the river. Okay? And the energy that's in the river is to do with how fast the flow is and how much there is, the volume and the speed, if you like, of the whole river. The flow and the capacity. Okay? So if you want to, if a river's going to go through a mountain and carve its own way, there's going to be a lot of energy there. And God's river is exactly the same. It needs energy. That's why God says, I will give you dynamis, the Greek word for energy. All right, I will give you energy. The energy is also used of what? Guess what? The Holy Spirit. He is the dynamis. He is the river. So the river is the energy, and the energy is the river in our situation. But the three main types of processes, are you ready? Got your thinking hat on? Erosion, transportation, and deposition. I definitely hadn't heard of the last one, but it makes sense when you get there. All right? The brain boxes amongst you will always be saying, yeah, I know what they are. What does erosion do? Because sometimes you can think of erosion in a negative context. Do we really want erosion going on in the church? But it's erosion that enables the river to get wider, to get deeper, and to get longer. If there was no erosion, you'd be back to your hot tub. All right? But because of the energy of the flow and the capacity of the river, it begins to cut a path. And it must be that as a church, you want to get in this river of God, don't you? You don't want to be paddling around forever in the baby pool up at the temple. You know? You want to get, this is back to Ezekiel's vision and stuff, you want to be getting into the deep stuff. You want a bit of white water rafting. You want to, you know, you want to be without the raft. This is kayaking without the kayak. This is adventure. But of course, adventures are a bit scary. You know? But we're safe because we're with him. But you can just be safe and spend your life getting wrinkly toes if you prefer. But God says, come on. There's a river. Because actually, if you just stay there with your feet, your feet will stay cool, but the rest of you is going to get really hot in the sun. It's going to get really dry. But yes, erosion is one of the main types of process that occur in a river. And it makes the river wider, it makes the river deeper, and it makes the river longer. Now, on top of that, there are four types of erosion. I told you that. There's going to be some words. Are you ready? So you've already got three words that you're going to forget. Here's four words that you're also going to forget, probably. But I think we're all going to remember something of what it means to be in the river together. Number one is hydraulic action. Yeah. I look over at the engineer because I mentioned hydraulics, you know. Now this, in terms of erosion, is when the pressure of the water breaks away rock particles. What happens is the water presses into cracks in the rocks, and this causes the air pressure inside the rocks to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger until eventually, crack! And a bit of huge bit of rock comes off and goes tumbling off down the stream. And that's why God puts us under pressure. Because there's lumps and bumps on all of us that need sorted. This is to do with Steve's message, you see, of the stand up. It's not so much that we're jumping in and we're going to have a passion and we're going for it. There's also God dealing with us as individuals so that we can live as the church he wants to send people to. He doesn't want to send people to a church and then them all get messed up because we're all a bunch of a bit neurotic about what we're all looking at ourselves. He wants to send people to a church where we're lost in God because we've learned to accept who we are, but then discover who we are in Christ and run with that instead. So there can be, you know, really hard, warm beliefs and things in your life that God says, I've got to deal with that because it's gonna spoil the flow of the river. And so he applies pressure. Pressure can come in all kinds of ways. It might be financial. But basically, you'll come under pressure. Mostly, the pressure comes because of what's in you. It's not that God wants to be nasty to you, but it's the stuff that's inside that makes us unclean, not the circumstances coming against us. You know, we like to blame the annoying colleague at work, but actually, all they're revealing really is what's in us. It's pressure. And then all of a sudden, crack, when you repent, and the lump of rubbish breaks off, gets carried away by the river, and you're free from it. That's hydraulic action in the flow of the Spirit. Right, next one. Ready? Abrasion. Oh yeah, we all know about abrasion, don't we? Do you know what abrasion means? It means to rub. Yeah. And what happens is in a river, you've got the sediment being carried by the river, and it scours the banks and the bed of the river. And erosion occurs when we try and live together. Because, I don't know if you've noticed, but the person next to you isn't identical to you. And the most irritating thing about other people is they're not like you. You know, they think different. They like different colours. For some reason, they're hungry when you're not. They like louder music than you like. They like flashing lights more than you do. You like the music to be pumping loud, and they've got earplugs in. This is called abrasion. When you're put amongst a whole bunch of people who are all thinking all kinds of different ways, and you go forward together. Because the idea is to be in the flow of the river together. So we're allowing the river to bump us up to one another. You know? Sometimes I'm really abrasive to people who are listening. Maybe already this morning, something I did really annoyed you. It was really abrasive to you. It really rubbed you up the wrong way. Perhaps the way I said something, or the way I did something, or whatever. That's brilliant. It's not that I intend to do that. We should never intend to do that. That's another heart issue that you can deal with another time. But we just will be like that. And when you recognize that's going on, you think, yeah, that's the erosion, the abrasive erosion of the Holy Spirit rubbing alongside me. This is why we've got to stand firm, because people are going to annoy us. There's going to be hydraulic action going on. Crack! There's going to be abrasion going on. And it's all part of enabling us to flow in this river together. The day of the one man Christian who's got his prophetic word for every church, and he goes around every church and thus saith the Lord, it's over. That is so not what God's doing. God is reminding people that he created a community. You can't do it on your own, because it was never supposed to be on our own. It was a body of people. It was a flow of people going together. So, the third one. Are you ready? Bit of abrasion going on. Number three is attrition. Attrition. Now this is still erosion. Don't forget, we've got to do transportation, and I don't even know if it's pronounced deposition. It might be depositation. But deposition, attrition, erosion, is when eroded rocks collide and break into smaller fragments. Edges become smoother. You're getting the picture here. Particles become smaller, and so the whole lot can get on down the stream. You know, we can be so obstinate and so stubborn that even when we're in the river, we're like some massive obstructive rock, and everything's just flowing around us and missing off. And what we need is a whole dash of abrasion. These, not just a rubbing up one against one another, but this, now we're talking about, you know, smaller rocks smashing into us and breaking off some of the sharp edges that we've got, so we learn to be smooth. What does that mean? It means learning to forgive. It's interesting that the word itself says bear with one another. You think, but surely in this world of the Lord, in his white robe and sandals and holiness, there never is any arguments or upset. Well, apparently the word says bear with one another. That seems to imply to me that there are times when somebody else really ticks you off.
Yeah?
Yeah? Let's be real about this. Some people, sometimes, they're really annoying. I know it's true because I am.
Yeah.
And so's Kate. Now, that was Kate that called out, I am, if you're listening on the tape, yeah? So, the edges have got to be knocked off us, in other words. That's That's what this word is, attrition. It's having some of these sharp edges where we just unnecessarily cause offence and trouble. Okay, sometimes it's called young man syndrome, but it also happens a lot with young women as well.
Read it on the second
But for those of us that are already a bit smoother, we need some sharp edges around us as well, because then we suddenly discover, oh, that's still sharp about me. Usually what upsets you the most in other people is what you're good at upsetting other people in. And so you don't like it when you see it in others, because you know it's in you. That's why you get upset with your kids most of the time. It's because they're doing stuff that they've learned from you. How? What are you doing that for? Because you showed me, Daddy. Well, they won't actually say that, but that's why. The fourth type. Don't worry, we're not going to be here till Christmas. It's a quick lesson. Just lots of words. Hydraulic action, abrasion, attrition. And the fourth one is corrosion. All right? Now, this is what happens mostly in rivers that are going over lime or chalky type things. So there's a lot of carbon around. And the carbon mixes with the oxygen in the river to form carbon dioxide. And as it mixes with the river, it forms mild acid. And so it literally dissolves its way through the valley or the mountain or whatever it is. It chemically dissolves it. And you get a river channel. You know, sometimes you just need a good old application of the acidic word of God to dissolve away some of those unfortunate attitudes that we have a try. Yeah? Don't resist the word of God when it upsets you. It's supposed to upset us, the word of God. It's an acid that's going to dissolve away some of those chalky deposits that are just preventing the flow of God in your life. Did you realise you could get so much out of the Spirit out of A-level geography? Smile, please, Brian. That's much better. Thank you. That was most abrasive. So that's erosion. Transportation is another form, another process that occurs in a river. Okay? And guess what? There are four kinds of transportation. Ready? Transportation is about the transportation of material when friction is overcome. So if there's a lot of friction on the banks of the river, the river's going to be sluggish. So if we're all allowing our upsets and our annoyances to keep us annoyed, to stay in unforgiveness, what happens is the whole river slows down because of the friction. This is what transportation is. It's the transportation of material. We're the material, and we're in the flow of God. But if there's a lot of friction, the river can't flow as quickly as it can. This is why the Word of God says we need to forgive one another and get it done quickly. We have no right to hold on forgiveness anyway when you think what God's done for us. The four different types of transportation are: 1, solution; 2, suspension; 3, salutation; and 4, traction. Solution is dissolve material. So the river is transporting the you can't even see it. It's just dissolved into the river. When you're really in the flow of God, you're just flowing along with God. This is our goal, to be in solution with the Holy Spirit. It means you're just totally in the flow of what God is doing, and you can be transported anywhere. You can get down the little narrow crags. You can go flying off the waterfall. You can smash on the rocks at the bottom. This is sounding so attractive. You can just flow anywhere with what God is doing. That's the solution. And each one that I mentioned thereafter, it just means there's bigger and bigger particles, bigger and bigger obstructions in your life. Suspension is like clay and silt that's in the river. So the river doesn't look so pure anymore. It's when a river looks really muddy, it's got little particles in the river. And so the pureness of God's Spirit and the pureness of God's love, when this is going on, is not so clear to others. So we want to deal with these things. We want to deal with the things that are wrong. And we could come up with a huge list, I'm sure, of all the things that are wrong. But the best thing is just to listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying to you. Because actually it's different around the room. And usually it's things like attitudes and forgiveness, or starting to be obedient in an area where you've not been obedient. You know? And you've resisted it, and it comes up again every now and then. And you think, Maybe if I ignore it, it'll go away. And quite often it does, because God is so patient. And then it comes back again. And you think, I've learned how to deal with this, I just write it on out. And then God will go away, and I can carry on with my life again. And the thing is, God will go away. But he will come back again. Because he doesn't want you to be a cloudy, murky river. He doesn't want us to be a cloudy, murky river. You see, the problem is that if there's 120 of us, and 115 are all super clear, but five of us are getting really muddy, together it's muddier than it should be. And it's not that we're all ever going to be totally perfect, but we are all learning to live in what God's doing in us. This is what the Word of God means when it says he's changing us from glory to glory. It doesn't say he's changing us from muddy to muddy. That's the good news. That's A-level geography. He says he's changing us from glory to glory. He doesn't look at you and think, you are one muddy river. Actually, he looks at you as a glorious river who's going to be even more beautiful. So don't get het up on the silt here. The next one is saltation. And that's like pebbles and gravel, which just goes bouncing along. Okay? Doesn't go as free-flowing as the solution. It bounces along. So you're going to get a lot more knocks and scrapes. And the worst one, where you really don't want to be, is traction. Because that's like when you're a large material, a big boulder. Now, the river, when a river's powerful enough, the boulders get shifted. They sort of go, doof, 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 or maybe even more. The problem is that they smash others around them and they don't ever really move that fast. You know, it's those who've got a really stubborn heart to some of the issues of God. You become a boulder. And you need a bit of hydraulic action to go on inside you to smash up that boulder, that stubborn attitude to say, I just want what God wants. I know there's all kinds of attitudes and stuff that goes on within me, but Jesus, I want you. And I thank you, Jesus, that you're going to change me from glory to glory. And I'm not going to focus on what other people do to me. I'm going to focus on my walk with you so that I can be the person that I want others to be to me, that I can be them, me to them. Does that make sense? Kind of. Because sometimes people will say, they don't say it around here it doesn't get said very, very often around here by the grace of God. You know, there's not enough love in the church. But if you ever feel in that situation, and we sure can feel in that situation, some silt gets in, or maybe even some pebbles. The only solution is to become what you want others to be to you. Jesus meant it when he said, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. He didn't just mean it in a negative sense of, you know, don't lie to them so that they don't lie to you. He meant do the positive things. You know, you say, I haven't got any friends. Then go and be a friend. Yeah. Go. Friends have to be made. Real friends have to be won. But sometimes we become so passive, we think a friend is somebody that comes around and does things for us. That's a nice person. Friends do things together. Friends work on projects together. Friends are about shared life. You paint a wall in one house together, you cut the lawn in another house together. You know, you haven't all got to start painting and cutting the grass, but it's just an example of us getting in the flow of God together, making genuine friendships. The problem with genuine friendships is they do take time. And we can get frustrated that I haven't got enough friends. Well, to be honest, you're probably only going to have, in terms of real friends, you're probably only going to have a small number. Then that's not wrong. That's just being human. It doesn't mean you can have some. It sort of demotes them to say they're lesser than anything else. You can have some really great other people who you are friendly with, and you should be friendly with, but you're probably not going to be hanging out with them all the time, because that's a very, very limited number. Right, last one. Ready? Deposition. This is the process of the eroded material being dropped. So all this stuff that's being dealt with ends up being dropped. What happens is, banned outside. What happens is that the silt and the pebbles and the rocks start to fill up and the river can get blocked. So it's stuff that's been dealt with. That's not distracting at all. It's stuff that's already been dealt with that you allow to come back into your life, and it starts to clog up again. And you need to go back to it. Sometimes we think because I've dealt with an area, it's dealt with. But sadly, the stuff that was dealt with is probably still floating around, and it can come back together again and sneak back up on you. And be wary, because it will grow and grow and try and stop that flow of the river, because there is a river that is flowing right now, and we can be in it. But it's not just a, although that can happen too. There's a determination, and there's an attitude. And what I love about this church is, even as I look around it right now, it's written on so many people's faces. That determination, that attitude. Yeah, I'm in on this. I'm going for this. It is. You can see it on people's faces. Others are looking a bit more worried, but mostly. That's probably because they're just thinking he might pick on me. 2 Corinthians 3:18 is the verse that I've been quoting. It says this: "But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit." In other words, this is the work of the Spirit. This is the work of the river. All this stuff, the erosion, the hydraulic action, the abrasion, the attrition, the corrosion, the transportation, the solution, the suspension, the salitation, the traction, and the deposition. There'll be a test later. Is about being changed from glory to glory. Because if the river starts to lose its energy, you're just going to get an accumulation of junk. So we as a church together, and as an individual, need to make that decision. Yeah, I want to be in what the Spirit is doing. What causes the lack of energy? In the natural world, it's things like reduced rainfall, or increased evaporation, or lots of riverbank friction causes this process. So the river all slows right down. And you can see, just looking at those kind of things, the reduced rainfall, it's just the people of God not getting under and not worshipping God and not being in prayer. The increased evaporation, that's going to happen to all of us right now. That's happening to all of us right now. It means increasing heat. When the heat of the sun is pouring down on that river, more of the water is evaporating. So what is that in the spirit? It's when the circumstances are applying the heat. You know, so, and what can happen is, if you don't continue to be in the full flow of the river, it's like it's beginning to dwindle in your life. And then as it begins to dwindle in one person here and one person here and one person here and one person here, the togetherness, we begin to lose energy. Are you beginning to see why it's so important to be the body of Christ together? Every person makes a difference. It's so crucial that we realize we've all got a part to play. And we've all got something to be part of. And if you're not feeling part of something, then find out how to. Because that's how you get in the river. Brian needs more street angels. Is that something for you? Maybe it isn't something that you've ever thought for you, but maybe right now you're thinking, yeah, maybe that's how I'm going to get in the river in this next season of my life. Adrian needs more community angels. We have great community angels. We have great street angels. But the team, there's always more to do. We need more youth angels, people that work with the youth. These are things you can get in, or cleaning this building, or the coffee shop, or maybe you've got someone else that's on your heart and you say, I'd really like to. You know? And maybe now is the right time. It might not be. You might say, let's wait. We need to go ahead from God. But actually, most things that people come to us and say, I want to do this, we say, yeah, sounds good. Do. And people start stuff. It's like Alan and Anne, a passion to pray on a Saturday night, interceding, calling on God, having communion together. That's something they've got. Can we do that? Yeah, go for it. Do it. Do I go? No, I don't go to everything. I'd be a raving maniac if I tried to get to everything that happens in this church. In fact, I'd have to split myself into several pieces anyway, because there's lots of things happening all at the same time sometimes. But it's stuff like that. Little builders came from a desire and a passion. Kate and I have always wanted there to be a kind of Friday club, but we sort of looked at it and thought, just can't run with that ourselves. We're going to have to wait. And Stacey came along and said, I'll do it. And she's running with it, and God's blessing it. We had a great Friday at Friday Club. We had a light party, lights everywhere in here, flags. It was good, it was really good. Just such an amazing, peaceful atmosphere with all those kids here. And I love the way, you know, it can flow from Cavern Club to Friday Club to Youth Club. It's the generations coming in. We want them to get in the river with us. Because if we want to be changed from glory to glory, we've got to be in this river. And so we've got to allow the erosion to take place so that we're smooth without the rough edges. And we've got to allow God to change us from glory to glory. I'm going to finish with this. Glory in the Greek, the word is doxa. It's an interesting word because it comes from a good opinion. It means that somebody has like a good opinion of you. There are praise reports about you. The glory of God is that there are praise reports about who God is. The glory of God in you is there are praise reports about what God is doing in your life. That is the glory of God. It means magnificence and excellence. So sometimes when you hear being changed from glory to glory, you think, I am being changed from magnificence to magnificence, or from excellence to excellence. This house has a spirit of excellence. Why? Because that's the glory of God, to do things the best we can and always strive to do things the best we can. If things go wrong in the morning service, we can laugh, we can be patient, but there is a determination that we get better. We can't let those things remain because we are going from glory to glory. It's not that we get angry or we put pressure on or that we tell people off because things that happen that, you know, are a blip in what's going on, but we want excellence. We try, by the grace of God, to make the morning flow from one thing to another. So you're not sitting around wondering if something's going to happen. You know, so when somebody does the welcome, they're there on the front row with a microphone at the ready. They're there as the song comes to an end. So there's no sort of stop. Wait. Somebody comes. Then they go back down again. The band then starts selecting their next song. You know, no. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, certainly here or even anywhere else, but we're going for excellence, so it needs to flow smoothly. You know, from everything, all the way through, from notices to preaching to everything else. Sometimes I don't stop early enough. I need to make sure the only reason I speak longer is because the Holy Spirit tells me to, and not because I'm trying to land the plane. Which I don't think I'm doing at the moment. I'm coming to the end. So you're being changed from excellence to excellence. I love that. God thinks of you as excellent. We're going to finish with a song. Now, originally, I was going to have a ministry time and I was going to begin it with this song. But we kind of had the call forward earlier. I think it was because God wanted you in advance to say, yeah, I want to be part of what's happening. It was a really interesting way around. Certainly hadn't in my head planned that's what we were going to do. But we're still going to listen to this song. You can listen to the words of the song. It's called There Is a River. What else would it be called? It's a song by Jars of Clay. But we're just going to listen to it all together. But don't just switch off right now. Let the words of it wash over you and see what else the Lord is saying. When the song comes to an end, I'm not quite sure what we're going to do, to be honest, right now. We might just finish, shall we? Let's just have a worship team up here, just in case we need you, because I really don't know what we're going to do afterwards. We will come to some sort of an end, but we'll have the worship team ready, just in case. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So just close your eyes or look at the picture on the screen. The song's about 3.5 minutes long. Yeah, I think this is what we'll do afterwards, listening to God, is if you can be ready, and I have no idea what key they're in, so you'll have to have a gap before you go into something else. But something just quiet. If people want to carry on worshipping, they can. If you want to come forward again and just get on your face before God, you can. But also, while we're doing that, after about a minute of that, we'll pull that door across and you can go and get coffee and do everything like normal. And we'll just leave everybody with the 5 minutes or so longer to... Is there any erosion that needs to be going on? Or is there any hydraulic action that needs to be happening? It's really just a waiting before God time for this song and then something straight after. Is that all right?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.